Albayan Radio presents Common Mistakes, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Amma ba'd. All praise and thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I will be a witness and testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger brought to mankind. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he deserves to be feared, and do not die except at the state of Islam. We continue on mentioning and clarifying common mistakes, and we mention akhta' al-lisan, mistakes, and clarifying mistakes from the tongue, and we speak about sabb al-ulama wal-istihza bihim. Sabb al-ulama wal-istihza bihim, cursing, swearing, insulting the ulama and mocking them. Now, we had previously mentioned mocking anything to do with Islam, and of course, either the companions, either the Book of Allah, and so forth. This is haram, and it's a major sin, and it could fall into disbelief if one swears and curses all of the companions. Now, swearing against the ulama, the scholars of Islam, the teachers, those who have inherited the religion from the prophets and messengers, and no doubt there is nothing more sacred than knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ. Indeed, those who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama. So the scholars are those who truly fear Allah, because they are those who truly know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no doubt swearing, cursing them, slandering them, this is from the major sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are those who know equal to those who do not know? And of course that is known, that the alim, the knowledgeable scholar, the one who knows the Quran and the Sunnah and understands and teaches people, no doubt he is not like the layman, the one who does not know. Why is this? Because he is the one who testifies the oneness of Allah and truly knows this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah states, and indeed Allah testifies that there is none worthy of worship except He. So do the angels and those who possess knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself testifies to His oneness. The angels also, and those with knowledge. See how important and how sacred and how virtuous these people are. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. The best of people are those who learn the Book of Allah. And no doubt the best of people are those who learn the Sunnah and teach people the Sunnah. Now, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, cursing the scholars is not allowed. Insulting them is not allowed. Mocking them is not allowed. They teach us the religion. They have sacrificed their years. And they are those who truly know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must respect them. We must respect the difference of opinion. And we must respect those who call to the Quran and the Sunnah in accordance to the righteous predecessors. And we do not get involved with their differences. They may have differed, but we do not get involved into the differences. What they have brought forth is known, and what differences they had is known. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. And as Aisha radiallahu anha mentions in a hadith, لَا تَسُبُّ الْأَمْوَاتِ فَإِنَّهُمْ قَدْ أَفْضَوْا إِلَى مَا قَدَّمُوا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَتْ. She mentions that the Prophet ﷺ said, do not swear and curse at the deceased, for indeed they have brought forth already what they have done. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our tongues, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguards us from any of these mistakes that we have mentioned. We had mentioned غيبة نميمة, backbiting, spreading gossip, mocking, swearing, making supplication against yourself or against your wealth and children. All of these are common mistakes. Swearing against time and years. Swearing against the creation of Allah. Swearing against the companions. And we had mentioned today, swearing against the ulama and mocking them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enables you and I to do only that which pleases Him. Allahumma ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
This program was presented by Albayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.